Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with the liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. And this soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Like many another American family today, Mr. and Mrs. McGee are on their way to purchase a Thanksgiving turkey. There's a big discussion underway, however, on where to buy the bird.
I've checked the ads and talked to all my friends, and Harry's Market is the place to buy it, McGee.
But Molly, I keep telling you that's because you don't know about Goober's turkeys. He's got a better deal all around. This guy Elroy, he said so.
Yes, dear.
Why buy turkeys from a butcher that he keeps them in cold storage for maybe months when you can get a fresh one from a turkey farm? And the birds are not only bigger, but you can save money out there. They kill them and dress them for you,
save
right?
Save money? After spending $10 for gas to get there?
Oh, don't exaggerate. It's not over 30 miles out there, Elroy said, and in an hour or so we could be out
here's
there.
Here's the market. Let's at least give it a try, and if they don't have what we want or if Harry's prices are too high... Ah, well, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hi, Limp. Are you getting a turkey today, too?
No. I got mine 20 years ago.
20 years ago?
Yes, the day I said... I do.
Ah, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, and is she a tough bird?
Oh, you mean Sweetie Face.
My big old wife, yes. She's next door there right now, having her hair done.
Next door? You mean at Nick's Delicatessen?
Yes.
What do you mean, she's having her hair done in a delicatessen?
Well, she wouldn't have turkey for Thanksgiving like other people do. Oh, no. She insists on having Belgian hair.
Oh, that kind of hair.
As a girl, she used to go out in the woods every year and trap her own dinner. So, in commemoration of her childhood, which must have been a dilly, she's having them grill a poor little bunny for us. I won't be able to eat a thing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, I'm just so mad, I could kick a policeman. When I left the house today, I was going to buy something for my pet parrot, but she's got me so upset I've forgotten what it was.
Cracker?
I'd love to. Right across the... Oh, here she comes. I'm coming, dear. I'm right here, dear. Coming, dear. Here, dear. Let me carry that rabbit for you. Oh, it smells.